This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility Thursday for two suicide bombings that killed 84 people in Iran who had gathered for a memorial at the grave of Revolutionary Guards General Qasem Soleimani, who was killed 4 years ago by a U.S. drone strike. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
In a statement on social media, Islamic State said two, quote, martyr brothers, unquote, headed to the gravesite of Soleimani in Kerman Wednesday in southern Iran and, quote, detonated their explosive belts amidst the crowds, unquote. The Sunni Islamic State group said the attack was, quote, by the grace of Allah, unquote, and part of its kill them wherever you find them campaign, targeting its enemies and others it considers infidels, including Shia Muslims in Iran. Soleimani, who headed the Quds Force, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's foreign operations arm, was a staunch enemy of IS, a Sunni extremist group that has carried out previous attacks in majority Shiite Iran. IS last carried out an attack in Iran in October of 2022, killing 15 people at a religious shrine. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The White House says U.S. intelligence officials have determined that Russia has acquired ballistic missiles from North Korea and is seeking close-range ballistic missiles from Iran as Moscow struggles to replenish arms for its war with Ukraine. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Thursday that recently declassified intelligence found that North Korea has provided Russia with ballistic missile launchers and several ballistic missiles. Kirby said a Russia-Iran deal had not been completed, but he said the U.S., quote, is concerned that Russia negotiations to acquire close-range ballistic missiles from Iran are actively advancing. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events and at voanews.com.